Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy Buzz. I'm joined by my dude Burke, aka ChaiBurke96. We are here to break down this Bulls loss, man. Damn it. This Bulls loss, 123-119 to the Orlando Magic. The Bulls move to 8-13 on this season. The Magic move to 9-14 on the season. And we'll be seeing them tomorrow night, which will be Saturday night. The Bulls play them again at 6. We'll touch on that a little bit later. Before we get into this episode, be sure you're going to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter, at ontapsportsnet, at bullsontap. Follow my dude, Burke, at chaiburke96. Follow me, at buzzontap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us, so be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review. Crack 'em. It's the weekend. I'm on vacation. Burke, I thought we had this one tonight. I lost. Not lie to you. I lost some money tonight.
Same.
I bet on the Bulls, and it just did not go the way I thought it would go, my friend. Well, what are your takeaways here?
Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah, that's a good takeaway.
And what are we going to do without Lowry now?
Yeah, the sprained shoulder. So that happened in the first. He came back in the second, and then left. Our bigs cannot stay healthy, and this is the exact thing I think you and I either touched on off the mic or I can't remember if we were on that episode or not talking about it, but this is why I can't justify paying him. If I'm the GM, I love Lowry Marketing. I got a signed jersey hanging right there. I cannot pay you if you cannot stay on the court. It's just where I'm at.
Correct. So, even looking at the play, it wasn't that vicious or brutal of a play. It was up against Gary Clark. It was just a shoulder bump. It was a tough shoulder bump. Don't get me wrong. Gary Clark is a very physical player. He played power forward in college, so he's used to playing, you know, bigs. But, again, it wasn't anything out of the ordinary. So I think, again, it's his injury proneness where, you know, Lowry always gets that one injury a year where you know he's going to miss 10 games, you know, in a stretch there. So now without Wendell Carter Jr., where it's now putting the whole, you know, the whole starting situation on a Daniel Gafford and a Thad Young, which makes me nervous. And then Patrick Williams, who actually played very well tonight, his first game above 20. I didn't see exactly what he finished with, but, you know, an inexperienced rookie, again, even though he's played well. And then, you know, a guy who's shown who can't be, you know, physical in the post, and then Thad, who's a vet. You know, Thad can't do everything.
Yeah, no, you got a great point. Daniel Gafford got eaten alive by Vucevic tonight, and it was bad. Daniel Gafford finishes the game with 11 minutes. He was yanked relatively early. Had a couple situations where Lowry Markkanen was switched on Vucevic there, but there was really no answer for him. He got a little bit cold, like you said, to start the second half. But, I mean, he ends up – did he hit his career high tonight? He had 43.
Yes, he did.
So, yes, he did.
High.
He hit his career – he surpassed his career high tonight at 43 points and 19 boards. Career night for Vucevic here against the Bulls. They just had no answer for him. Watching Lowry go down, that's tough. That's tough. Dude's playing well. He's actually been doing, as Stacey said, he's been doing pretty decently defensively. He's not a world beater, but he's moving his feet laterally. He's staying in front of the offensive player, allowing the contact to, you know, come into his chest. He's trying to, you know, defend. I've liked what I've seen out of him, but to your point here, man, without him and Wendell, this is a big, big deal for a team that was trying to compete. And, you know, I think what upsets me the most, too, about tonight, there's a couple things, actually, but the fact that you have to look at this roster up and down for Orlando and see how hurt they are. There is no Markelle Fultz. There is no Aaron Gordon. You know, I mean, they're missing a ton of players here. And no Jonathan Isaac. You know, and they just pretty much, I mean, Vucevic was the star of the game, obviously. Cole Anthony actually played very well, too. And if you remember, this is a guy that you and I had talked about even before you joined on tap, Cole Anthony on North Carolina. I mean, he's a bad dude, and he's always been a bad dude. He's really playing into his own here as a true point guard. Look at him tonight, 17 points, 9 assists on 6 of 10 shooting. You know, the Bulls are having trouble defending. They're having trouble with their wing defense, and they're having trouble now with the interior defense with the loss of Wendell Carter Jr. I mean, basically, it's just what would you say, man? Shit rolling downhill right now? I don't even know. I don't really know how to put it.
Yeah, that's the, you can put it there. I mean, because again, you're looking now, you're putting, you know, faith in Garrett Temple, who's stepped up, but he's, you know, he's not going to cover everything for you. Patrick Williams, a rookie. And then after that, where are you starting to go now for defense? You know, Zach's now got to play both ends of the floor. It's you know, it's slim pickings. And then same deal with Thad. Thad's more of a guy that, you know, he can create a shot on the offensive end and get guys open. But defensively, you know, once you start asking him being, you know, hey, be a top defender too, you may be asking a little too much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good, that's a really good point. I mean, Zach, I don't know if what happened with him earlier, but he had 2 points going into the second half. 2 points.
Yeah.
He finishes with 26, though, Burke. I mean, the stat line's not terrible. 9 for 21 for 26 ain't great. He only made 1 3-pointer on the night, but he finishes with 8 assists and 4 boards. I believe he only had 1 turnover, Burke. The Bulls as a whole only had 8 turnovers tonight, and we end up losing this game. That's nuts. Yeah,
Zach had 2, and it was really the fourth quarter is where he started to heat up once we, you know, it went back to about a 10-point deficit again, and then he just started hitting the three. Then he found Kobe a couple times in the corner. And then it, you know, it shrank to about a 4-point lead until about the end of the game where we started to foul.
Right. I mean, God damn, man. I look at it and everything, and I'm just, the injuries aren't helping this team. And it's the same story every year, no matter who your training staff is, no matter who your medical staff is, no matter who your head coach is. It's just injuries after injuries consistently for this squad. It's like a black cloud is hanging over them. You know, it's a problem.
Now, I will say I like to think that the situation with the front court depth is something that I don't think Arturis Karnisovas and Mark Eversley thinks acceptable. I think that's something we'll see change in the coming offseason. We'll get a little more defensive-oriented. But again, yeah, you're right. For now, it's
speaking of the front court, Burke. I mean, I know this is a post game, but man, we haven't been on the mic in a minute. What do you think about this Bradley Beal shit? What do you think about it?
I want him a part of this team. We kind of dove into it. I think he'd fit better with Zach. I would not run the risk of saying, hey, you're gonna replace Zach, and let's run Kobe with you, but. If you're telling me, you know, you're possibly trading Lowry Markkanen or you're trading Kobe White in a package that ends up getting you Beal and, you know, they'll take it, maybe throw in, I don't know, first round pick or something, I'm all for it. But that man is showing a bunch of emotion, you know, on Washington, being like the last man out of the tunnel, not a part of team huddles. He doesn't want to be there. And in today's NBA, you're getting moved.
Well, yeah, the only bad thing, Burke, is I don't see him coming over here without Zach LaVine being a part of the deal.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem. So fucking around with that. Have you seen that NBAtrade.com or whatever it is?
Yes.
It's like the trade machine, but you could add picks in this one or whatever.
Oh no, I've seen that one a lot on Facebook. Yeah, I'll send you people trying to figure out how to get D Rose back for 5 first round picks. It's like, man.
I'd trade the farm for D-Rose, man. But, you know, I was going through it, and I was messing around, Burke, and I kind of did something that was fun that kind of worked. I was able to get Lonzo Ball, and you know I'm a huge Lonzo guy, so I like a defensive-orientated point guard that can fucking move the ball. So I was able to get him, and I was able to swing a deal for Bradley Beal. Obviously, Zach is gone within that deal, and then you have a backcourt of Lonzo and Bradley Beal, and then you have P. Will and Wendell Carter Jr. I don't feel much better with that lineup than the lineup that I feel with right now. I'm being honest with
Correct.
You. I don't. I mean, Correct. Like, what's the end goal
and,
here?
And I'd like to, I'm assuming, too, you threw in a pick or two in there with that.
Absolutely did. I had to get Beal.
So you're now shrinking the window a little bit, which I would rather, if we're going to run with roughly the same rating of lineup, I'd want to have, you know, picks to extend the window if need be.
Like, I think Beal's a better player than Zach LaVine. Like, and I've said that before. I think Zach's very good. I think he's a very talented. He's going to be an all-star. I just think that Bradley Beal's a better player. Is he substantially a better player enough where I'm willing to mortgage some of the future? Only if I can get a guarantee he brings in a free agent with him that's a bad motherfucker. Like,
it's the same problem with Zach. You have no, if you keep Zach, there's no guarantee that you bring in that 1A free agent. off the block. It's got to be, you know, it's going to be money that gets him in. It's not going to be, hey, come play with me per se.
Yeah, it's like where I sit right now looking at the Chicago Bulls. And again, for the people that are listening, we're sorry we got away from the fucking post game, but this is what happens when you're drinking some beers, having a nice time. Where I sit with the Bulls, Burke, is like they're either going to have to draft a star, which means Zach has to go. He's too good to get us in the top. I know the lottery percentages have changed, but you know that's bullshit, just like I do. That's bullshit. Like I don't want to see that stuff. I don't buy it. Mm-hmm. So they either need to trade for a star and hope they can land another one in free agency. But I'm just looking at the assets they have right now. So they can probably get a Bradley Beal or something like that, and then have to wait till free agency, maybe clear some money off their books to land somebody else, but who's really available. Or they have to draft somebody. And again, with a guy like Zach LaVine, who's going to be an all-star, he is too good to put you in the top lottery. So here we are. Like, you're in a rock and a hard place, no matter what way you spin it.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see some movement by the deadline. It's been very apparent that we're frequenting in that area of mediocrity where we're bad on defense, especially bad, you know, with bigs on the pick and pop, either at the top of the key or in the high post, and then just, I don't want to say ball handling, but being a floor general, commanding where the ball is going, having that one distributor. So that's been the consistent every game here. So I think that's what we're going to see, is we're going to see a trade with someone, either a Lowry or a Zach, or again, someone else, and to help fix that and push that forward. So then free agency, there's a plan in place. So.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I mean, and again, you know, just to touch on this game a little bit, you know, before we move on into the next, is, you know, the Magic came out hot tonight. They did. The Bulls, I believe, only outscored them in one quarter of tonight's game. Or, I'm sorry, they actually did outscore. No, it was one. Because the first quarter, the Magic outscored them 33-31. Second quarter, 33-25 for the Magic. 26-25 in the third. And the Bulls outscored the Magic 38-31 in the fourth. It's just consistency needs to be key here. And tomorrow, since you're playing the same exact team, you need to come with the adjustments to try to stop Vujicic as much as you possibly can. As much as Cole Anthony played well tonight, and you know how Evan Fournier has been since he's been in the league, he can get to the rim a little bit. Great shooter. You need to really try to focus your efforts in stopping Vujicic and making the rest of the team beat you. So before we get into the preview for tomorrow, guys, I just want to drop this on you. Like I did in the last Bulls on Tap episode, be sure you're checking out manscaped.com and using promo code on Tap. That'll get you 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped's working with OnTap. OnTap's working with Manscaped. It's awesome stuff. We have the Super Bowl coming up. So if you're ready for some football, the biggest game of the year is this Friday. It's February 7th. So we'll talk about this again tomorrow for tomorrow's podcast on the 6th. It's Tampa against Kansas City. Our partners at Manscaped are here to tell you to join the already 2 million men who trust Manscaped products. And you need to get the Lawnmower 3.0, the Perfect Package 3.0. Anything you can get from Manscaped, you need to get. So, again, 20% off, free shipping if you use promo code ONTAP. And, yeah, that's what I got for our little mid-show ad, Burke. Keeping our balls fresh and clean, because that's cool and tough. Don't do it while you're cracking them, though, because you might nick your shit. So we don't want that to happen. Let's get into tomorrow's game, Burke. What are your keys to win this game, man? Are they the same as mine? Just stop Vujicic? Is that
exactly? And I was actually going to ask you right off the bat: are we doubling Vujicic tomorrow?
Yeah, but I mean, Jesus, man! Look at their wings can shoot a little bit though. So, like, what do you? Like, I think that's why we're not head coaches. What do you do?
Exactly, and that's what makes it difficult. Like I was saying earlier, I don't trust anyone off the bench now. Gafford's really been letting me down. And then Thad Young, I mean, you're going to have to put Thad Young on him all night. I think that's going to be your best option.
Because, well, we know Lowry's not playing tomorrow, so we're definitely going to get a Felicio sighting, I think, at some point, or maybe even a Luke Cornett. He's with the team.
I think you're going to see Luke Cornett at the four.
Yeah, you're going to have to, because, I mean, they're down two bigs. You know, I mean, now you're down to Gafford who only played 11 minutes tonight, and then you're down to Thad. And Thad's a tweener, man. He's not a three or nor a four. He's a tweener. Like, that's what Thad is. So if you put him on Vujicic, he's fucked. Vujicic is going to big boy him. And that's what he did in the fourth quarter a little bit tonight when he started getting going again. Nothing against Thad's defense. It's just Vujicic is bigger than him.
Correct.
You know? So man, it's going to... Injuries really fucking skew everything that you're trying to look at to preview a game.
So, now the one thing I think we can capitalize on from looking over the team stats from tonight is we did shoot only 30% from three. We were 9 of 30 from three-point land.
Right,
yeah. A little bit of that was Lowry. But I still think, you know, if again, you're talking even still Vucevic going off. Now, we only lost by 4. You know, you throw in a couple more threes. You know, the Magic shot 40, which is not crazy by any means, but it's good. If we, you know, if we shoot 35% and play the same way, we could be talking about a Bulls win here.
I think the worst thing that gets to me, Burke, is that the Bulls only turned the ball over 8 times tonight and they lose, but they're out-rebounded by 9. I think it was like 49-40 in the rebounding category.
Yes.
And usually when you get out-rebounded, you lose. I know this new NBA, it's kind of hit or miss with, you know, with the volume shooting that is there. Whether that's from deep or whatever, you know, the ball moves quicker these days. But they have a lot. They have to win their battles in the paint tomorrow. Like you said, they need to hit a couple more trays. It's just, God, man, where are you going to find it at right now? You know, Otto Porter Jr.'s out. That's a three-point threat. You know, Lowry Markkanen's most likely going to be out. That's a three-point threat. Wendell's a midi threat, but that big that can hit the midi opens up somebody that'll be on the wing. You know, so, I mean, there's going to be some issues here with the injuries that have taken place where the Bulls are not going to be up to, I mean, full capacity here. They're not going to be rolling on all cylinders because of this. And, you know, it's hard to say. Do want to shout out Patrick Williams, though. Like you said, Burke, he had a career high tonight. 20 points, 7 for 11 from the field, 7 boards in 34 minutes, which is a career high for him in minutes. So, you know, he had a great game. And
that would be my other key. I think him, he has to play confident again. He showed it tonight. Throw him in the starting spot and see what he can do.
Yeah, he was bodying in the paint, Burke. He was going. Yeah. He was going. I liked what I saw from him.
If he can take the load off of Thad, that may help, and Thad may last a little longer.
Yeah.
So,
well, one more quick thing before we ride out into the sunset. Who did you pick tonight between Cuppy Coffee, Dashing Donut, or Biggie Bagel? did you pick anybody or no?
No, I actually picked Biggie Bagel.
Oh, you did? Okay, so this is my second game in a row where I have won. I have won! I took Dashing Donut, and I have won, so I have a coffee that is owed to me from picking Cuppy Coffee the other night, and now I have picked Dashing Donut. So Ren and I are going to Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow, and we're going to get a cup of coffee and a donut. That is the plan. So that has been so fun to me. Isn't that sickening how that's fun to me? It's ridiculous. Well,
that's going to be a great way to start off a Bulls win.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Well, you got anything else, man, before we lead out into the, leave out here into the sunset?
No, I'm good. Let's get them tomorrow.
All right, everybody, be sure you go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter. At Bulls on Tap, at On Tap Sportsnet. Follow my dude Burke at ChaiBurke96. Following me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. So be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review. If you want to keep your balls clean, go to manscaped.com. Use promo code On Tap. Get 20% off and free shipping. We'll be back tomorrow. Might be me, might be Goose, might be Burke. Probably all three of us. It's the weekend. I'm on vacation. We're all going to watch the game. So we'll probably all be back tomorrow night. We'll recap what is hopefully going to be a Chicago Bulls win over the Orlando Magic. Let's go.